A question was posed on Facebook by a pastor. How do you explain baptism to someone who is unchurched? It was interesting to read the answers, and many of them talked about being an entry point into community, the community of faith. While that is a part of our understanding, it is not the whole of it. And it got me thinking about how we, who are churched, understand our own baptisms. How would we explain to someone who asks, "What does baptism mean to you?" Now, I, like Trevor, am one of those who was baptized as an infant, so I don't remember anything about it. My family was a church-going family, so I do not know a time when God was not in my life. And I have always been a part of the community of faith. Because of that, I think that my early understanding of baptism was that of being welcomed into the community of faith, just like some of those answers on Facebook. I know that parents made promises, and that we as a congregation made promises to help raise whatever infant was being baptized in the faith. But my understanding didn't go much beyond that. I will say that now when I participate in an infant baptism, I remind the congregation that because of the promises we have made, there should never be a problem finding Sunday school teachers. Ever. Because each of us has promised to help teach those who are baptized. But baptism is more than a mere welcome into a community. In our gospel reading this morning, Mark tells the story of Jesus' baptism without really any extras except that incredible understanding of what John the Baptist looked like. So John is at the river. He is baptizing folks for the forgiveness of sins. Folks are coming and confessing. He, for one, is not really interested in baptism being a ritual act that guarantees membership in a community. That's not what he's doing. But rather, he wants there to be a moral significance, a change of life. Turning to live in accordance with God's expectations. I think I began thinking of my own baptism in a different way when, while cleaning a drawer one day, yes, I was cleaning a drawer one day, I found my certificate of ordination as a ruling elder. Yes, I have served on session as well as moderating them. But anyway, as I looked at it, I realized that the date of my ordination as a ruling elder was the same month and day as my baptism. A coincidence, maybe, but for me, it speaks to me of what it is to live my life in accordance with God's will. I don't know if I do it very well all the time, but I try. And I must try. And I must try because I have been baptized with Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Let me share with you how one commentator wrote about the heavens being torn apart. You know, we think about the heavens just kind of being beautiful and this dove kind of comes down and alights on Jesus. But in Mark, we hear that the heavens were torn apart. And the commentator writes, "God breaks through the heavenly buffer that divides God and humans into separate zones. God's actions provide a blueprint of transformative behavior for the ministry of anyone who would follow God's Son. Discipleship becomes the business of tearing down the wall that separates God from humans and humans from one another." tearing down the wall that separates us from God. It's not just a pretty dove coming and we all feel at peace. It's more than that. It's calling us into a time of discipleship, of listening to God and following where Jesus tells us to go. So on this day, when we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, we need, or I'm going to ask you, to reflect on what baptism means to you and should mean to all of us. For we are God's beloved children, yes, welcomed into the family of faith, but also changed so that we do not need to live in sin, but can choose to live in the light of Christ, following his example as his disciples, breaking the barriers between God and humans and human to human. Therefore, let us live in accordance with God's expectations. How do we describe baptism? God's love for us that will never let us go. Remember your baptism and be glad. Amen.